Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. On Thursday nights on SDPB-TV, you can tune in for South Dakota Focus, of course, at 8 p.m. Central, 7 Mountain. But before that, 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain is on call with the Prairie Doc on Thursday nights. And Dr. Richard Holm is with us every week here on In the Moment Radio. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Holm.
Thank you, Lori.
All right. What's ahead for tonight's show? Cancer, correct?
Yeah, we're going to talk about precision oncology and Julie Ryland, who is a breast cancer surgeon from Avera, will be our guest. Precision oncology is the research they're doing with defining the cancers exactly by their genetic character and then using the characteristics of that genetics to fight the cancer in a different way. And so, you know, there's some true advances occurring right now in using the immune system to fight cancer, and that's what we'll be talking about, that and breast cancer as well.
Dr. Julie Ryland was a guest on this show as well, talking about some radiation that was used during the surgery as well. All kinds of exciting advances in cancer treatment right now.
Huge changes since the beginning of my training.
Right. What's that like to watch unfold?
Unbelievable. I remember the lady who was the, you know, at Grady Hospital, an inner city hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, who had leukemia, acute myelogenous leukemia, and we knew full well that she had months. And but she had a very positive attitude. She was a delightful lady. She was taking her chemo, and every week or every month it was changing the process. And her prognosis was zero, and, you know, in the matter of, you know, several months, she did pass away. And now those are treated very successfully sometimes with bone marrow transplants. You know, it's amazing what we've done.
My brother is going through, no secret on the show, that he has a diffuse B-cell lymphoma, has been battling it for over a year now, has just finished his second round of radiation after having chemotherapy and a stem cell transplant. So for those of us who are being touched by this, you know, still we want it to go faster.
Yeah.
There's the timeline just feels so urgent when, you know, it comes close to home like this.
Wow. Well, best wishes for you and your brother, you know, to your brother, you know, goodness, it's just important to hope that this will all be all right. And, you know, you have every reason in the world to have good hope for him.
Mm. Let's talk about your journey a little bit as well. Also, no secret that you've had some health concerns. What would you like to share for an update for folks?
About 1 year ago, actually October 1st, a year ago, I started having belly pain. Well, a week before, I had belly pain, and I remember going in the middle of the night to the emergency room, and the ultrasound showed everything looked okay. I said, "What does the pancreas look like?" And he said, "Oh, pancreas looks fine. Gallbladder might be a little sick. I don't know. We'll see." And the pain got better, and then, of course, that whole week, it got worse. And then I turned orange, and they thought, well, it's got to be a stone blocking the biliary tract from a gallstone. And so they took out my gallbladder, and when they did, they found it wasn't a stone. It was a stenosis or a tightening. And it was brushings from that when they put in a stent, you know, to open it up, that discovered the pancreatic cancer. So I received something like 6 doses of triple chemotherapy every other or every third week.
Wow.
And then I had radiation every day for 28 doses, Monday through Friday. And then a wait. And then I had the Whipple procedure on May 10th of this year. And that's pretty radical surgery. They take out part of your stomach and your biliary tract and your pancreas and a foot or two of your small intestine, and then they draw up the small intestine and reconnect it to those parts after removing, you know, the head of the pancreas that has a tumor in it. And then you hope that those people with that surgery, the Whipple, can survive the Whipple surgery itself. because it carries with it a risk. It used to be 50%, but it's a lot better now. And so I'm hopeful that we got it all, and I think I have a 50-50 shot at it being a cure. That's what I'm doing day to day now.
You had a conversation that we played on this broadcast with Tom Dempster, and there was something you said that I just will never forget, because he was talking about how fit you are and how well you take care of yourself, and not to minimize all the things you can do, you know, with healthy exercise and weight management and nutrition. But you also said, you know, sometimes people just, it happens, and don't carry guilt with you because this is part of life. I'll never forget that.
Oh, well, you know, it's, whose fault is it? I mean, right. I think, you know, particularly, let's take the person who has lung cancer. You know, automatically we all go, oh, was he a smoker? Did he do this to himself or herself? You know, is this, you know, are you to blame? And, I mean, I don't care who it is, and I don't care whether they were a smoker or not. I mean, this is not anybody's fault.
Right.
I've often thought about, and my son Carter and I were talking about this yesterday when we were thinking about the person who was shooting down on the crowd in Las Vegas. You know, whose fault is it? We're going to blame that guy. And of course, we all do, and perhaps rightfully so, except to say something was weird with that man. I mean, he did not have mental health.
Right.
And so if you think about the weirdness that goes on in our world, you know, like the hurricanes that hit the British Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Puerto Rico, Florida, whatever, that's we can't blame anybody. It's just one of those things that happen along with the blessings of rain and the world that we have and the good things that happen with us. And so it is with cancer. I think it's a hurricane that just happened. It's nobody's fault. You know, you can try to live a lifetime of good health style, you know, good healthy lifestyle, but that may have nothing to do with anything. It's just the way it is.
Well, Dr. Richard Holm, I need you to keep coming back, so we'll hope the hurricane passes for you.
We hope the hurricane passes. Let's rebuild our power grid.
That's right.
And get things going again. And
South Dakota needs you. You've work to do. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Lori.
We appreciate it. Tune in for On Call with the Prairie Doc tonight, SDPB-TV. That's 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain.